giant snowball mysteriously appear on a Russian beach. We cross over now to Stephen Galter, who is Al Jazeera senior meteorologist live from Doha. Good day to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Yusuf. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. A mysterious snowball has appeared on a Russian beach, 18 kilometers they covered. Tell us more about this strange phenomenon.
Well, it's not just one snowball. It's a whole load of snowballs. So it must be really odd to see. One minute you're expecting to see your beach just with a bit of sand, maybe a bit of snow on top, because you are in northern Russia, after all. It's pretty cold. And then you actually turn up, and instead there are giant snowballs, and some of them are 25 centimeter in diameter, so about the size of a basketball. Some of these things are huge.
Yes, I can imagine it must have been really, really amazing. Locals in the Russian town have said that they've never seen something like this previously. Has there ever been something like this that you've come across?
Yes. See, I've got my eye around the world and I've seen things like this before. What happens is usually it happens in really cold places. The sea has to be incredibly cold. And then you get these patches of ice that form. And they're just, because the ice is just starting to form, it's just a little block of ice, really. It's like a bunch of ice cubes, essentially, in a really, really cold, slushy sea. And then because of the way the water is pushing against the shore, these things then end up rolling against the shore, and they get round because they're eroded, essentially. But at the same time, they're growing because they're getting colder, and they're pulling on more ice from around their slushy pond. So they're growing, but they're made round. So you end up with these round balls, and they can be anything in diameter. 25 centimeters is pretty impressive, though. That's the biggest one that I've heard of. I've previously heard of them around the Great Lakes of the U.S., because the Great Lakes, although they're big expanses of water, they're not massive. It's not like the Atlantic or the Pacific. So they can get pretty cold, and they sometimes do freeze in winter totally. And they often freeze a little bit. And, of course, up in northern Russia, it's also really cold there, and the sea sometimes freezes. So it has to be incredibly cold, the sea does, in order for these things to form, and they're very rare.
Yes, so these are undoubtedly rare occurrences. Now, you know, as you indicate, some are tennis ball size, some are beach ball sizes. Seems like a silly question, but what are they made of?
It's essentially ice. They start off as blocks, small blocks of ice in the sea, and then they get washed across the shore and more ice joins them. But also because they're being washed against the seashore, they get a bit of debris, a bit of sand mixed in them. So they don't look like clear blocks of ice that you might get out of the freezer. They're more opaque and slightly sand colored, and that's why.
Moving away from this for a moment, we understand that the huge amount of fireworks in Mumbai has negatively affected the weather. A dense smog still envelopes the city. If it rains, would it be acid rain?
I'm not sure. I would say if it rained, it would clear it, so rain would be a good thing. I wouldn't necessarily say it's acid rain because it wouldn't have the correct chemicals within it in order to form. And basically what you've got in India is you do have smog and you do have pollution, but you've also got the fact that the temperature is dropping. So that means that the humidity that's in the air, it's too much for the air to hold, essentially. If you think of a cup of tea, if you try and put as much sugar in that tea as you can, the tea's cold, it won't be able to dissolve as much sugar in it as it would if it was hot. And that's kind of the same with air. If you have really hot air, you can dissolve or essentially evaporate more moisture in that air. So when the air gets colder, that moisture is too much for the air to hold and it essentially evaporates out. And that's why you get fog often in November in the Northern Hemisphere and around Delhi. So as well as the normal pollution and the fact they've just had Diwali, it's, you know, a great celebratory time. Everybody's setting off firecrackers. Therefore, there's a lot of smoke in the air. So all these things have all come together, and that's why the pollution is pretty bad in New Delhi. You wouldn't want to be in New Delhi at the moment.
Has 2016 been a year of strange weather occurrences? We had a few tornadoes in South Africa. What other rare or mysterious weather occurrences did you report on in this year?
The strangest one, I think, or the best headline, was probably Hairy Planet in Australia. That was in Victoria, the northern parts of Victoria. A hairy panic is the name given to a weed, essentially. So, you know, in cartoons, you see tumbleweeds sometimes go across the screen and to show that it's like in the Midwest or something like that. Well, this was taking tumbleweed to a whole new level. And tumbleweed came in overnight and took over this town. And some people couldn't get out of their front doors because of this tumbleweed that had just arrived. And the tumbleweed's name, the name of the actual plant that formed the tumbleweed, was called Hairy Panic, which was a brilliant name.
Yes, fascinating, undoubtedly. It's been an interesting year with all the various occurrences. Stephen, we really appreciate your time on Radio Sound. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Yusuf.
Have a good one. Bye. That was Steph Galter speaking to us about the strange weather patterns that we've been having in recent days and the huge snowball that has appeared on the Russian beach, 18 kilometers that have been covered by these snowballs, 21 minutes past 8.